Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
Show. What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show. Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Yeah, this show, we will be previewing the Pitt Panthers versus your Virginia Cavaliers. Yeah, Mark. Yeah, Ing. Yeah, Bird. Yeah, 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 Mark. No, okay, I'm just playing. Appreciate everybody that takes time out, man. we had a little fun, man. Having a little fun here, bringing y'all another episode, man. Before we get started, got to salute the sponsors, because the sponsors make sure they keep the lights on, man. You know what I'm saying? Podcast is free for y'all. I ain't doing no Patreon, nothing just yet. I got to work my way up, but it's free 99s because of these sponsors. Let's read the sponsors. First of all, shout out. Huge shout out to BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code is BLEAV50 to receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Salute to BetOnline for sponsoring the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Also, Aber Insurance.net. It's Aber Insurance. Go to AberInsurance.net for all your insurance needs. It's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber. Servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Located right up here off Ryle Road, man. Like you're going to Altamont High School, right across from... I just had a brain fart from the library. So make sure y'all check out Aber Insurance, man. They definitely have a policy that's affordable. And tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. Also, if you need a loan right now, I'm telling you, these holidays is coming up. You might want to refinance or you just want a loan. Go holler the good people at Alcova Mortgage. Go to AlcovaHighlands.com. That's AlcovaHighlands.com. Touch base with the great people at Alcova Mortgage. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you so you can get you a nice loan to free up some ends because these holidays is coming. You know, Black Friday is like every day now online. So I don't want y'all waiting until the day after Thanksgiving. It don't work like that no more. And then you got Cyber Mondays and Cyber Tuesday. Wait. Almost way away Wednesday. So yeah, man. We ain't really got too much music for y'all. But you know. We're gonna be a little cheesy since we playing Pit. Let's go ahead and play this right here. Do y'all know what movie this come from? YouTube. We ain't putting this up. Cause we got a war we about to go into right now versus Pit. They like Smash Mouth football. It's gonna be real physical. And if you die, you die. You better get your mind right, Wahoos. They coming to run downhill, face to face. No ducking or dodging. No juking. Nothing fancy. So you better have your mind right, because they ain't going to feel sorry for you. Yeah, that's how we doing it right now. We preparing for Drago right now. Let's go. We running in the snow. We chopping wood. Go rock, hey! Come on, Rocky. Come on, Rocky. Outrun that car, Rocky. Don't let that car catch you. Come on. Do some more sit-ups, Rocky. Grow your beard out, Rocky. Ivan Drago taking steroids. You over there chopping wood. Chop that wood. Just keep chopping wood, man. That's all you can do right now. You 3-6. Keep chopping wood. Come on. All right, I ain't gonna play the whole thing. That's it. That's it. We getting right to it, man. That's all the music we playing today. We getting right to the preview. So check this out, man. Playing Pitt this week. They 5-4, 2-3 in the ACC. Very, 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 very physical team. Offensively and defensively. I'm talking about nasty physical. They get after you. What we saw last year with Kenny Pickett, don't expect that this year. They get after you. So hold up. Hey, let me tell you something, boy. This game ain't gonna be for the weary. Pitt gonna be right there in your face. Two tight ends, three tight ends, two running backs. They got a plethora of running backs they use, but they got one running back that's like that. Israel Abatikanda, he like that. Buddy is a beast. He leads the entire country in all-purpose yards a game, 177.88. Ranks fourth in rushing, 135.75. 16 rushing touchdowns. And he can fly in the open field. But he will run you over. He nice and physical. 5'11", 215 from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Then they got Rodney Hammond Jr. from Norfolk. Vincent Davis, he gets some carries. Flemster gets some carries. Oh, they're gonna run it. They're gonna run it at you because their offensive line got a lot of experience, and they ain't afraid to show you they got a lot of experience. They're gonna do some shifts. They're going to try to see what you're going to do up front as far as like where the strength is at, where your one technique going to be at, where your three technique going to be at. Are you going to bring a safety down in the box? Are you going to leave one-on-one coverage on the outside? I'm going to tell you something. This is the game right here. The guys up front, you're going to really show if you special, because we're going to need a special effort for four quarters. And I mean, we're going to need all rotational players. Nick Jackson might have 23 tackles. He might have 23 tackles by the end of this game, man. Because they're going to come down here. And I mean, they're going to try to get their guards up on our backers. They get after you. Like, I ain't Southern no fight. This is real rap. This man that went over 1,000 yards in, what, 8 games? He ain't even played last game. And that's one of the few. That's one of the, like, he is third on their fewest games needed to reach 1,000. Tony Dorsett did it in 7 games in 1976, and then 8 games in 1973, and then about a Canada this year, in 8 games, he has 1,086 yards. Man, I'm going to tell you what, boy. If you don't like the tackle, don't play this game. Mm-mm. 2 tight ends, 3 tight ends. They'll start 2 tight ends to the left, and then they'll flip it and put 2 tight ends to the right, and then they motion one of those tight ends back to the left, and then the snap of the ball, he'll go from where he went the motion to returning back where he was originally at as a trap block. I mean, boy, all they want to do is keep running, 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 and then set up play action pass and leave you one-on-one with number 5, who's a good receiver that they have, big body guy. Jared Wayne, 6'3", 210. He play every bit of 6'3", 210. He's strong. And they just throw it. They'll throw it up. Like, you could cover him, they're going to throw it up to him. You might be there, but it ain't going to mean he ain't going to throw it to him. I was talking about their offensive line. Check out their offensive line measurables. Their left tackle, 6'6", 315. Left guard, 6'4", 325. Center, 6'3", 305. Right guard, 6'4", 320. Right tackle, 6'6", 325. Everybody on their offensive line is 3, even the backups. The backup, 320, 305, 310, 325, 335, 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", 6'4". Man, what in the world? They grow these boys in a factory? I ain't lying. Hey, this offensive line will maul you. They won't hold you. They'll just take all your shoulder pads and just hold on to it. You're rerunning down the field and they still have your shoulder pads in their hands. They don't care if they hold you. Call it, ref. Don't be looking for the refs for help, because then they're going to throw you down and leg drop you like you was Hulk, like they was Hulk Hogan. It's offensive line. They could go, man. It's going to be one of the most physical offense. This is probably the most physical offense we'll see all year. You better pack. Hey, look, man. Go look at some Rocky movies. You know how Rocky kept getting punched in the face and he kept fighting? You better get ready to get punched in the face and keep fighting. They're going to punch in your face a couple of times, man. I ain't just saying it just to say it, but they're going to punch you in your face a couple of times, man. It's going to hurt a little bit. And, I mean, let me give you a little. I know people like numbers, so I'll give you some stats as far as what they do offensively with the ACC rankings. I ain't going to do our stats. Y'all know our stats. Y'all know we scored less than 20 points a game. I mean, on average. So we'll go to stats as far as what Pitt bring to the game. So total offense, Pitt is ranked 8th in the ACC compared to us. We're ranked 13th. That's scoring. I'm sorry. Pitt averages 29.2 points a game. So don't think just because they're running the ball, they going to eat the clock. Like, they'll eat the clock up and still score on you. They'll bust some couple runs, and then they have play action. Defensively, they give up 25.8 points a game. Our defense gives up 22.6 points a game. Offensive totals, Pitt's offense is 7th in the ACC. Our offense is 10th. Their offense averages 401 yards a game. They have rushing yards. They should be number. Are they number 1 in rushing offense? No, they're actually 4th. Oh, Florida State number 1. Good God. And we played Duke. And see, we played Duke. They ran the ball all over us. They number two. We played Louisville. They basically ran the ball all over us. So now we got another chance to right the ship. We did an adequate job versus Carolina last week. And they sixth and got Clemson fifth. But Pitt is fourth in the ACC, averaging 179.8 yards rushing. And then Pitt is one of the better run defenses in the ACC. They're third. They only give up 109 yards a game rushing, while our defense gives up 149.2. So that takes me to their defense. Defensively, mirror image of their offense. Lunch pail, physical. I mean, they're a physical bunch. And I like their backers. Their backers get active. And number seven for them, their middle backer, who got he got disqualified for our game last year for a targeting situation. Dennis. Sir Dennis, that's what I call him. Sir Dennis. He a nice Mike linebacker, man. He can play. He can play. I just like what they do. They got a nice defensive end, 287. He's a good.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
DN. I mean, they defense, they physical. In the secondary, they got some rangy guys who can run. MJ Devonshire, number 12. He's a very opportunistic type of player. He returns punts. Dynamic. He's taking the punt back for a touchdown. He had the game-winning pick, if you don't remember, versus West Virginia in their first game of the year. And they make plays on the ball. They'll take chances. So, you know, Brennan has to make sure when he is trying to manipulate the safety with his eyes that he's very decisive and he just can't stare a guy down because they'll jump routes. They will jump routes. If you stare a receiver down, they're going to jump it. And their safeties can actually cover. They'll come down in the slot and cover like DBs. This is going to be a tough game. This is a game where you can't have any lulls. Like, you let Pitt get up on you, it's going to be tough to come back versus them because they're going to control the clock. They're going to run that football methodical. It could be third and seven. They still going to run it. Still going to run. This ain't going to be like last year's game. And even last year's game, Pitt still ran for 169 versus us. I know last year Brennan threw for 487, but this ain't last year. We had 514 yards to the offense. They had 509. You know, we just couldn't get off the field. Let me look at Pitt's third down conversions. See what how they are offense on third down. So Pitt is ninth in the ACC. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was first downs a game. Their conversion percentage, they are seventh in the ACC. They convert 39.8% of their third downs. We are 11th. We convert 33.9%. Defensively, they are number two in the ACC in what we call getting off the field. NC State is number one. They limit their opponents to 31% on third down. Pitt is number two. 32.3. We are six at 36.2. So that's another thing right there. They get the hell off their defense. They get the hell off the field. We can't get in third and longs versus this defense. And I know a lot of people be upset when we do something on first down and it's not like, so say we throw the ball on first down, it's an incomplete. We're going to run the ball in second down. We're going to make sure we get some type of positivity to make sure we can see it. Like, we don't want a third and 10, okay? So, at the end of the day, people may know what's coming, but you still got to stop it. Like, versus Pitt, we'll know what's coming. their shift, do some window dressing and things like that. But we know they're coming downhill trying to run in between the tackles, or they run a little kick out in the C gap, a little stretch zone, and let Adebayo Kande. Where Brooklyn at, you know what I'm saying, find his way. But Adebayo Kande is nice, man. That man ran for 320 yards and 6 touchdowns versus Virginia Tech. If you don't think he ain't licking his chops at another Virginia team, 320 yards and 6 touchdowns versus Virginia Tech. Man. No way. No way, Jose. He didn't play last game. And Hammond good, too. Now, here's the thing. They understand the limitations of their quarterback. They're not going to try to come out and spread you out to throw the football. They're going to try to spread you out to show they can run the football to keep you honest. Now, if we can bottle up the run game and make this kid beat us with his arm, which is a tall task, because I don't know too many teams that shut down their run game. Let me see how many teams really shut them down. I know they got up early versus UNC, and then UNC put more pressure on them by scoring. But let's look at as far as their rushing yards each game. So West Virginia bottled up their running game, held them to 76 yards passing, but that young man threw for 308. Tennessee, that was a good game. Tennessee held them to 141. He threw for 274, 2 touchdowns. Western Michigan, they ran for 238. Rhode Island ran for 271. Now versus Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech held them to 106. But he did throw for 305 and 3 touchdowns. So he can throw the football if he had to. But I would take our chances with our pass defense versus this young man throwing the football. Then the very next game versus Virginia Tech, after Georgia Tech beat them. Because Georgia Tech beat Pitt, right? After they beat Duke. Yeah. The very next game, they ran the ball 43 times for 326 yards. And 320 of that went to Adebayo Kante. That was versus Virginia Tech. Then versus Louisville, they ran for 168. Did Louisville beat them? Louisville, let me see. Yeah, Louisville beat them. So Georgia Tech, Louisville, and North Carolina. Back to their rush. So first game of the season, ran the ball 38 times, then 39 times versus Tennessee, then 52 times versus Western Michigan, then 41 times versus Rhode Island, 31 times versus Georgia Tech, 43 times versus Virginia Tech, 37 times versus Louisville, 30 times versus North Carolina, then 48 times versus Syracuse. I feel like they're going to have the same game plan they had versus Syracuse versus us, because Syracuse has a good secondary. I feel like our secondary is very good. Syracuse has a good pass defense. I feel like our pass defense is good. So I expect them to run the ball between 30 and 40 times. I mean, at least 38 times. I expect them to try to just smash it, like smash mouthful, because they feel like their defense will bottle us up. Look, man, if I'm looking at the film, they feel like their defense are going to eat our offense up. I'm going to just be honest with you. They're going to be like, ain't no way they can run on us. I'm just telling you. That's how Pitt probably feel. Your team, you can't run the ball on us. I like what we did last week versus Carolina, trying to establish a run. But just looking at how teams did versus them, West Virginia ran for 190 yards versus them. Then they held Tennessee to 91, held Western Michigan to 50, held Rhode Island to 63. But Georgia Tech, a team that beat them, ran the ball 44 times for 232 yards. They beat Virginia Tech. They only ran for 126. Louisville ran the ball 30 times for 122. North Carolina only ran for 86, but North Carolina, we know who their quarterback is. Louisville, we know who. Did Malik Cunningham play versus Pitt? Anyway, and then we know Syracuse had a backup quarterback. That offense looked good and terrible. My goodness. But it's all about time and possession, playing smash mouth football, staying in front of the sticks, generating play action, one-on-one covers on the outside, throwing post routes, comeback routes, and go routes. Occasional digs, but they run and run play action, comeback, play action, deep stop, play action, go, play action, post, and an occasional dig. But that's what they want to do. Now, if we could bring an extra defensive back into the box and outnumber them, cool. But Anthony Johnson, Fentrell, if you guys can neutralize number five one-on-one, and that's a tall task because he's a legit receiver. And don't get me wrong, they tight ends can come out the back, can be pass catchers as well. But Coach Roy, what are you going to take away? I feel like you're going to have to dare them to throw. They're going to dare us to throw. And I don't know if our starters will be back. I don't know if Lavelle Davis Jr. will be back. I don't know if Dontavian Wicks going to be back. I don't know if Keaton will be back. I like what our young guys showed last week. I like the play calling from Kitchens. Again, this is going to come down to Kitchens and his play calling ability, his ability to adjust, keep that defense off balance. You can't continue to just drop Brennan straight back. Brennan, you got to be decisive. If you're going to run, throw the ball away, protect the football, because they're going to be violent when they come to hit you, bro. Like, they hit. Like, Pitt hit. When I tell you they are physical, man, it bring a smile to my face how old school physical they are. I mean, they get after you. So, it's going to be a tough game, man. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be tough for our offensive line with that D-line they got in them backers. We're going to have to really, really schematically outthink them, because we can't just man-on-man try to win like that. Nobody. You're going to have to, you're going to show, listen, boy. On offense, let me tell you something. Woo-hoo. They can really just come down and just play press on us and send the dogs out to Brennan. They really could. That's how fast and physical this defense is. They could come downhill and say, you know what, press them on the outside. Show us you can catch the ball consistently and win consistently. We going out to five. Five, you threw for 400 yards versus us last year. We coming to get you. We coming to get you. That would be my approach if I was their defensive coordinator. On the flip side, if I was Coach Rudd, eight in the box, Jack, you show me you can beat us throwing the football. It's the same defensive game plan for both teams. Hey, quarterback, show us you can beat us. I'm looking at nine. Yo, nine for Pitt. You the quarterback? We eight in the box. Huh? We're running a bare 46 defense now. We're running 46. We coming downhill. You had to beat us. Because we can't let about a Connie. I know. The new Wakanda movie just came out. Nah, we ain't doing that, Brooklyn. Nah. Ain't no Black Panthers over here. Nobody. No. No. Mm-mm. Then you try to put Reggie Hammond, a.k.a. Rodney Hammond Jr. in there. No. Ain't no new sheriff in town. This ain't 48 hours. No. Mm-mm. Yo, nine. You got to show us that you could be our tandem. One of the best tandems in the country when it comes to pass defenses, getting their hands on the football. Gucci Man. Cypress. Get familiar. I need Cohen King in the box. Okay? I just had a brain fart. I just forgot. Jonas Sanker in the box. I need Clary. And matter of fact, we got nine in the box. Y'all on the island on the outside, Jack. If they going all these tight ends, hey, corners, good luck. We going to hunt. That's what it is. Facts. You going three tight ends, two tight ends, two backs, nine in the box, corners. God bless you. We're going to hunt. We got to have you. We got to bottle that up. Mm-mm. Nope. Can't let the body condi get on track. No, my brother. He get to the second level, it's going to be butt cheeks and elbows. That's all you're going to see. He can run. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you. Do I need to tell you who? They got a bunch of Conan the Barbarians playing on the offensive line, man. Left tackle, 6'6", 315. Last name is Gone Cavs. Gone Cavs. Matt Gone Cavs. I hope I'm saying his last name right. He's 6'6", 315. His backup, Taylor, is 6'5", 320. Conan the Barbarian. Umbatas. You ain't never seen Conan the Barbarian with Umbata? Will Chamberlain character? Umbata. Umbata. They got a bunch of Conans and Umbatas running around the offensive line. Marcus Miner, 6'4", 325. Dennis Backer, Ron Jacoby, 6'4", 305. Jake Cradle, 6'3", 305 center. Then his backup, Terrence Moore, 6'5", 310. Then Blake Zumbovic, 6'4", 320 right tackle. Jason Collier Jr., 6'6", 325. His backup. Then Gabe Hoyer, 6'6", 325. Then his backup is Ryan Bear, 6'7", 335. Good Lord. How y'all, where y'all get these Conan the Barbarians at, man? Man. I'm going to just put it in perspective. Let me look at our offensive line. All our offensive linemen, 300? Okay. 300, 308, 306, 295. God dang it. 291. God dang it. And his backups. God dang. Why y'all 295 and 291? Y'all need to get to 300. Okay? If you ain't 300, oh, dang it. What Pitt defensive line look like? Baldy, he 6'5, 260. Danielson, 6'2", 300. The other D tackle, 6'2", 80. Then Alexander, 6'4", 275. Star linebacker, 6'2", 225. Then Sir Dennis, 6'1", 230. Simon, 6'3". That offensive line, good God. What y'all feeding them down there, man? How you get Barbarians and Umbatas down there? Hey, man, can y'all loan us some pounds for our right side of the offensive line? Respectfully, I ain't saying y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look like little dudes compared to them. They right side, okay? They right guard 320, they right tackle 325. Our right guard 295 and 291. Give us like five. Look, give me 5 pounds for the right guard. Give me 9 pounds for the right tackle. They both 300. You still got over 300 pounds, but come on, man. We got to match up, man. Not, like, hey, man. Boldy 331. Noah 316. Jettis, you know, he 306. Zach Teeter 314. He the backup to Derek Devine. Hey, man, we just want to look. You know what I'm saying? First series, we trying to look like them. The Juggernaut, he 313, though. You know what I'm saying? The Juggernaut, our nose tackle, 313. And then Anfamui, no god dang on. Taekwondo, Crazy Kwondo, all the Kwondos. Jiu-Jitsu, who hit you. He know everything. I ain't worried about them two. Then my man Chico, got Seb Sacks, one of the best in the country. Chico, I need you to hunt, dog. I need you to hunt. Nick Jackson, I need 30 tackles, man. James Jackson, I'm going to just need you to hunt, too. But Nick, 30 tackles you going to get, man. We 9 in the box. Yep. We only covering passer threats. So if they got all these tight ends, we coming downhill. We fapping y'all in the mouth. That's all we going to do. Either we're going to knock you out or we're going to get knocked out. Because if we don't try to knock them out, they're going to knock us out. Man, and they hold like hell. But they don't be calling it. Hell, they ain't call. We at home versus Carolina, they wouldn't give us no hold. That's how you know. Like, what is it, man? What is it against UVA? Huh? Yo, I can't get fined. I ain't on the coach's staff. Like, yo, Zebras, like, what's going on, man? If somebody holding us, we at home. Throw the flags for us. Jumpman was all in y'all pockets last week. Ooh, said too much. All right, man, that's all I got for y'all, man. Good's the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast episode. Everything can't be all X's and O's and serious. Got a little bit of banter, but yeah, man, Pitt come downhill. You're going to see 22 personnel, two backs, two tight ends. You'll see two backs, three tight ends from them. You'll see one back, two tight ends, two backs, one tight end. Different looks, some window dressing before the snap of the ball just to see if your line would shift from a one technique to a three technique. Where's your strength at? Are you treating your strength to the boundary because we got our, you know, two tight ends to the boundary? Like, they're going to pay attention to all that. But don't get lulled to sleep. They will take shots down the field. They're going to stick to their guns. Then even if you get a lead, they're going to continue to try to run the football, establish a line of scrimmage, because that's their mentality. They're going to want to out-tough you. They want to make you tap out. Tap out. You can't tap out. Offensively, the game plan is very important. Got to finish. Got to execute. You got to score points yet again. I feel like if you can, and this is asking a lot because we just scored on our first ever opening possession last game. But offense, if you could get some points early, they still going to run the damn ball because they're going to feel like we going to go cold anyway. I'm telling y'all, man, what the word on the street said, UVA could get out on us, but they're going to go cold. Or even if UVA sticking with us, they're going to have lulls. They know you're going to have a couple empty possessions back to back. That's what the word on the street is. I'm just telling you. Prove them wrong, man. Still believe in y'all, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show, man. I'm out of here. AmarHawkins.com. Oh, and also, again, this episode is sponsored by Bets Online. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.